This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has condemned the Saudi government's killing and cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
They did the wrong thing in even thinking about the idea. They certainly did a bad job of execution, and they certainly did a bad job of talking about it or covering it up, if you'd like to say that.
He described the murder and aftermath as a total fiasco. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. has already identified some of the alleged participants.
We have identified at least some of the individuals responsible, including those in the intelligence services, the royal court, the foreign ministry, and other Saudi ministries who we suspect to have been involved in Mr. Khashoggi's death.
Washington said it's revoking the visas or making ineligible for visas 21 Saudis and held out the possibility of sanctions. Earlier, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Riyadh to search from top to bottom for those implicated. He said there are strong signs the murder was premeditated and not spontaneous. This is all very real to Martina Litvinenko, widow of Russian agent Alexander Litvinenko, who was killed by radioactive poisoning in 2006.
I think international community need to have a call wake up. Journalists in Russia will have a list of names, people who've been killed in Russia. And I think it's a good point to see if it might be something might change.
Saudi Arabia is conducting its own investigation and has detained or dismissed several people. Zimbabwe's opposition leader Nelson Chamisa Tuesday called for a transitional government to resolve the country's worsening economic and political crisis.
Indeed, our country has been sent on a free fall and also is in a difficult situation on account of the predatory policies of this unelected government.
He said the first step would be political dialogue. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says Washington will press ahead with a decision to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations. Bolton, who finished 2 days of talks in Moscow, including a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, was asked if the U.S. is planning to reintroduce nuclear missiles in Europe.
We're a long way from any decisions on those kinds of questions. I think it was important from our perspective, as President Trump said on Saturday and said again yesterday, to deal with the question of Russian violations of the INF treaty. It's a position Russia doesn't agree with, but which we feel very strongly about.
The National Security Advisor also admonished Moscow for meddling in the U.S. electoral process, a charge it denies, and indicated Mr. Putin and President Donald Trump plan to meet each other on the sidelines of next month's centennial observance of the end of World War I, scheduled in Paris. Israeli troops shot and killed a Gazan teenager Tuesday and wounded several others during a protest along the Israeli frontier. Israel's military said its troops came under attack near the border fence and used riot dispersal methods and live fire. Japanese journalist Junpei Yasuda, kidnapped more than 3 years ago in Syria, is believed to have been released by his captors.
Yasuda Junpei
Chief Japanese Cabinet Minister Yoshihide Suga said Tokyo was receiving information he was released and is now in an immigration facility in Turkey. The 44-year-old freelancer was abducted in June 2015 and seen in a video early this year. The identity of his captors remains unknown. Vietnamese lawmakers have elected Communist Party Chief Nguyen Phu Trong as president a month after his predecessor Tran Dai Quang died of illness. The 74-year-old Trong is the first Vietnamese leader to hold both titles since Ho Chi Minh, the founding president. Hurricane Willa, Category 3 storm, made landfall along Mexico's Pacific coast late Tuesday with winds in excess of 160 kilometers per hour. The storm moved inland near the town of Ticapan, about 100 kilometers south of the coastal resort of Mazatlan in Sinaloa State. U.S. stocks fell Tuesday, trading with investors concerned over corporate earnings. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar announcing it's maintaining its 2018 earnings forecast after two previous quarters of gains. The benchmark Dow Jones shedding nearly 130 points to 25,191. And Boston pinch hitter Eduardo Nunez smashed a three-run home run Tuesday night in Game 1 of baseball's World Series to power the Red Sox over the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers 8-4. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.